This Smart Start Money podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Are you thinking about going to college, but you're going to have to take out student loans to do it? Stick around. Today, I'm going to discuss why student loans are a bad idea and they're a bigger gamble than they ever have been. Welcome to today's show. Before I get started on the topic, if you like this podcast, please visit my website at smartstartmoney.com. I'd love to get your comments. Just visit the contact page and my contact information is listed there. So let's get right into it. Student loans. This podcast is about why they are such a bad idea and a bigger gamble than they ever have been. So student loans, first of all, the cost of college, it's rising at an alarming rate. And this probably doesn't come as a surprise to a lot of people. But the thing is medical care, which is also tends to rise at a very fast rate, isn't even going up as quick as college costs over the history of price increases between the two. So just to put the costs in perspective right now, according to an article in U.S. News, public in-state tuition and fees for college now average around $9,716 a year, with private universities charging right around $35,676. You think of those yearly costs, just tuition fees, it doesn't include living costs, room, board, food. If someone is, you know, going away to college and moving out of the home. So with the rising costs of tuition, it's no surprise that students are taking on debt to fund a college degree. And they're taking on large amounts of debt. It's now estimated that total student loan debt in this country, the estimation is $1.56 trillion. And that's leaving the average student loan payment at $222 for a lot of people. Furthermore, it's not uncommon to hear of some college students taking $40,000 or more in loans during their time in college. Sometimes you'll even hear of people taking $100,000 in loans. And these are disturbing statistics, and they show a real problem with debt when it comes to going to college. Now, there's really no way to disagree that getting an education is important. I'm certainly not going to advocate that someone doesn't go to college because of the cost. That's not what this podcast is about. It has more to do with if you have to take out student loans. So at what cost, I guess the question is, at what cost does it truly make sense to go to college? Does taking out large amounts of debt, obtaining a four-year degree, ensure success in landing employment that's going to last a lifetime in a career field? There's convincing arguments to both sides of the positives and negative aspects when it comes to college debt. However, going into large amounts of debt may not be the best choice for a majority of students. Now, again, this doesn't suggest that a person shouldn't go to college, but they just shouldn't go if it equals getting in a large amount of debt. So what are some of the arguments for not having student loan debt? And there's quite a few of them. The changes, a lot of these arguments, they're changes that have occurred over some decades where going to college, the odds of it being a sound investment with a mountain of debt just aren't as good as they used to be. One of the things with going to college is a problem with debt is, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, about 40% of the students that enroll in college don't graduate. Think about that for a minute. That's a pretty big number of people that go into college and don't graduate. There can be a slight difference in this number between private and public universities, with private ones having a slightly higher graduation rate. For the most part, it's about 40% of students that enrolled never graduate. Now, the issue with student loan debt and 40% of the people that enroll not graduating is there's really no cost benefit of a college education when you don't graduate. And a person that doesn't graduate is going to have to pay back student loans with no gain from accumulating the debt. And they'll start shortly after a person leaves, drops out of college. Those those student loan repayments will have to begin. Now, life happens for everyone, and there are things that can derail the goal of graduating college. So that's certainly a big argument for not taking out a large amount of debt. The next argument for not taking student loan debt is student loans are forever. Now, these are federal student loans. Federal student loans, they'll be with you forever. They're the one type of loan where lenders are happy to give you money. And it's the only type of loan where the lender who, you know, their federal student loans, the federal government, who is the lender, doesn't have any idea of the skills or ability for you to repay that money in the future. So think about that for a minute. To me, I mean, what kind of lender in their right mind is going to lend somebody money and they have no idea how they're going to repay it? And the reason why federal student loans do this is they can't be discharged in a bankruptcy. And this is why student loans will stay with you forever if they're federal loans, which a lot of people get. If you drop out of college, if you graduate, those loans are going to be with you forever until you pay them back or until you pass away. Student loans, they'll also, another argument is they'll delay financial goals. Take out a large amount of student debt, things such as buying a home, getting married, having children, those things can be delayed if you have student loans. And the problem with those, initially the problem with those is being in debt and having second thoughts about getting married or buying a house. But the real underlying issue is people go on with life. So you get married, you have children. Now, most student loan repayment plans are 10 years, but depending on how much money you take out, you may have those loans rewritten to, you know, a 20-year plan or a 30-year plan if you have $100,000 in loans. Now you've gotten married, you bought a house, you have children, and you still need to make your student loan payments. And for many people, this is when it starts to become difficult to manage your student loan payments and live life. It really depends on the success of you getting out, getting a career, and getting a well-paying job. Now, the other argument for student loans and not getting them is, will you graduate in 4 years? Students entering college, most believe regularly that, well, I'll just go in, it'll just be 4 years, and I'll graduate. Statistics show that for many students, it takes much longer. It's not uncommon for college students to change majors, take a little time off. And when you do this, that 4 years you were thinking about can easily turn into 6 or more years, which what happens with this is it increases the costs and the possibility of never reaching graduation, as I first mentioned. And still, you'll have to pay back the student loans again, especially if they're federal because they're forever. Choosing a college major it's important, but it's not an assurance. And this is another valid argument for not taking student loans. There's a good possibility the major a person chooses in school will not be what they expect after graduation. And it could possibly be a major that lands a good paying job. There's always that possibility, but it might be employment that isn't something you want to do. And this probably happens more often than people will admit. You go to school, you study something you seem to like, you get out, you get a job in that industry, and you absolutely hate the job in the industry. So now you've got a mountain of student loan debt and you're stuck in an industry job that you don't like. Don't think it can happen. It sure does happen to some people. It can also be a college major that has low paying employment prospects or one that has low rates of getting hired. Some people would argue, do your research before choosing a college major, which is true, but you do your research today and 6 years, 7 years down the road, now all of a sudden maybe that industry, the jobs are drying up, no one's paying any money anymore. So it certainly could happen. And that's another reason, because you're still, if you have student loan debt, and that happens, you're still going to owe the student loans. One of the fields I've seen is education. And I don't want to knock people that go into education. I think many educators are undervalued, underpaid. But unfortunately, for many educators, people that go into something like elementary education, the pay is it's very low starting. So picking a major with low paying odds doesn't leave much room to pay back student loans. So that can be an issue as well. Student loan debt is not good. It's just not good when comparing the odds. And I know I've kind of said that, but when you think about it, there was a time when just having a college degree almost did indeed guarantee a person a good job. It wasn't a complete guarantee, but the odds were a lot better decades ago. And this is no longer the case. There's a number of factors that need to be considered with the odds of a college degree landing good paying employment and a career. It's just not, you go to college, you get out, you know, it lands you a better job, a paying job, and a better career. That, again, that's not for everyone because there are a few specialized areas in medicine or engineering where you have better odds. But again, it's no guarantee. And it's definitely not like a guarantee it was decades ago. The problem is with the student loans and it not being a guarantee is most jobs, and it's estimated that 90% of careers all require skills learned on the job. The problem with this is when people take out student loans, they like to have the positive outlook that they're going to get out, get that great job, make that great money, and they just start paying back their student loans. But the reality is graduating from college and starting at a high salary is not realistic in most instances for a lot of people. And that comes back to that 90% of careers requiring on-the-job learned skills. They're not going to pay someone a ton of money right out of college when you have to take some time to learn on the job. And it won't be long after graduation that you have to start making those student loan payments, but it could be several years to advance your career and pay rate. So that's another consideration with taking out a mountain of student loan debt. Another thing is if you get out of school and you don't have you haven't built a valuable network and contacts, there's a real possibility of being unemployed or underemployed for some time in your field of study until you really get your foot in the door. And that could happen for what you went to school for at some point, or it may never happen. There's always that possibility. So that's something to keep in mind with student loans. And you really, all these things I'm saying are really just a big argument for just not taking student loans. Now, one thing people get drawn into a lot of times is a lot of the statistical information you'll read online when it comes to going to college. One of the ones I see a lot of times, comparing the lifetime earnings of a college graduate compared to high school, the statistic says $1 million, a college graduate is going to earn $1 million more in their lifetime compared to someone that doesn't go to a university and graduate. Now, this may be true, but it's not a guarantee. And like I said, the odds are not as good as they were at one time. The true odds of this occurring are landing the right job. And the factors associated with this are not always accomplished. It could depend on a number of factors like college major, the school you went to, your skills, your networking, your contacts. So when you hear the $1 million difference in a lifetime earnings of a college graduate, it's not always 100% truthful in all cases. Student loan debt, as I said in the beginning, it is a bad idea. And it is a bigger gamble than it probably ever has been. Now, student loan debt is a bad idea, but getting a degree is probably still a good plan. And there's a number of reasons for this. Having a large amount of debt after college graduation can certainly delay financial goals. Getting into debt doesn't make the odds best, but going to college should still be a goal for a lot of people. The ultimate goal should be going to school and getting through debt free, though, not just going to school and getting an education. And on top of that, it shouldn't be, like I said, just going for the education. It should be going to school to make the right contacts. And this is where the value might truly be. Because just getting a degree doesn't guarantee long-term financial success in a career, networking and contacts are one of the big reasons for further education. And if you've heard the old saying, it's not what you know, but who you know, this may be more relevant today than it ever has been. With job applications being online a lot of the time, computer algorithms sort through thousands of applicants. A lot of these are known as applicant tracking systems. If you're interested in that, I have an article on my website at smartsortmoney.com. You can read how they're applicant tracking systems are terrible for job seekers, unless you're one of the few that really knows how to work and beat them. If you're thinking about attending a prestigious school, networking and not necessarily the education should be your main focus. And I wouldn't go with debt to a prestigious school. That's for sure. So studies have shown that being in an Ivy League, a graduate doesn't necessarily equal a better paying career. Now, I know that's hard to believe, but it is true. But the thing you want to take into context with a elite school, going to an elite school, is the contacts. Take into account the contacts at a prominent university, and this is what really likely counts. If you are able to go to something like an Ivy League school and go debt-free, make use of those contacts because that's where the value is. College, it's no longer just about education in many cases. And I know a lot of people that are in education will argue with that. But a lot of the information being taught in the classroom, it's easily accessible either on the internet or at your library. You just need to know where to look for it. The true end goal with going to college these days is knowing the right people to get into the right position after graduation. Something like a Harvard business degree may not mean much without knowing the right people, but going to Harvard, you're certainly put in the right place to potentially know the right people and make those odds better. Another reason college should be, you might want to attend, but again, don't take out the student loans, is the required four-year degree. And what I mean by this is many jobs in different industries still require a college degree regardless of the major area of study. Now, in a lot of instances, this never really made any sense to me, especially in this day and age, but some companies still place an emphasis on it. And the reality is that a college degree does not often make one person more intelligent than another. It's really just a diploma showing, you know, the completion of college. And it's one of the prerequisites for playing the game of getting a better job. It's the cost of that, basically. So according to a Career Builder survey, 1/3 of college educated workers do not work in their related college major. So this comes back to the employers that just want a college education. Personally, I feel this number may be even larger. Often after school, college graduates may work in different fields while gaining experience and networking for the right contacts to eventually land the ideal position. But many people, they don't work in their field of study. It's just, you just need a degree to get through the door. And with a large amount of debt, if you don't get through the door, it can be expensive. And if you do get through the door without the right salary, it can be expensive as well. So I guess the question is, after knowing that all the, you know, the terrible odds of taking out student loan debts with success and the importance of going through college with no debt, how do you get through college without taking out student loans? Because it really can be a gamble for a number of people to take large amounts of debt in college. The best way probably is to self-fund your degree. Taking 7 years to finish may be much better than being in debt for 20 or 30 years with student loans. Now again, you land that great paying job, it works out. If you don't, 20 or 30 years of loan payments, which limits your financial goals or puts a stop to them because you don't have that money to put away where it can grow or spend it on other things. And like I said, statistics show that many students complete, you know, a degree in more than 4 years anyway. There's nothing wrong with taking a little longer. For parents to avoid student loans, the real key is planning early for a child's education. Start saving early. Something like a 529 educational savings account. Do it when a child is born. You know, this can give you 18 years or a little more worth of investing. And depending on the college child attends in the future, what you save may pay for a portion or it may pay for all of it. And it's just like retirement. The earlier you start, the less you have to put in, the more time it has to grow. So saving early if you have kids, is the key. The day they're born, just start, you know, you can always increase it down the line, but just start with something. It's like, it's kind of like retirement for, you know, a middle-class family. A lot of people spend money on wasteless things. If you dine out all the time, stop eating out once a week, put $50 a month away, $100 a month away, but do something and you'll be happy when college time comes, if that's something your child wants to do. Grants, scholarships, or even military funding are also possible ways to pay for college, or at least a portion of it. Tuition reimbursement through an employer is a possibility. However, I would caution against this a little bit. Tuition reimbursement can be subjective as to the conditions of it getting approved, and it will depend on the employer. Some employers want you to go into a field of study that is in the industry their business is in. If you pick a major outside of that, they're not going to give you tuition reimbursement. Some employers will pay for you to go to school, but they require that you work for them so many years afterwards. So there's a lot of little things in there you have to look at. If you're thinking about going to college and you're interviewing with an employer that says, well, we have tuition reimbursement, that'll be great for you, ask more questions, because there's a lot of loopholes and a lot of little ways that they can get out of paying tuition reimbursement like they say they will. So working at a job and saving the money to go to school is, and self-funding is, it's a possibility for some people, but it will depend on your job and your earnings, and it's certainly not obtainable by everyone. But it is something that can subsidize money from grants and scholarships. So the big thing is, if you want to avoid student loans, one of the easiest ways is, like, again, I'm not advocating not getting an education, but the easiest way is just don't go to college. That certainly makes a lot of sense, right? Although it still has a real stigma by many people when it's mentioned that someone isn't going to go to college. College, it doesn't always equal long-term success. Even though, and I just went to a meeting from my daughter's school, and they're still really teaching that college is the only success, only path to financial and career success. And that's part of the issue with student loans, is so many young adults are just being groomed to college is the only path. And it's really not. For example, here, there's been a real resurgence in trades and trade schools. Learning a trade, it can many times be less expensive compared to a four-year degree, and many of them earn much more than a college degree without debt. And there's plenty of electricians, welders, and plumbers that have earnings that outpace a college graduate. If you're a homeowner, you know what I'm talking about. You know, call a plumber or an electrician and get the bill, and you will know what I'm talking about. If you have the right contacts and network, there also might not be a reason to go to college. It can be about who you know and not what you know. Like I said earlier, if you have friends in high places, there may be no reason to go to school. Or you might be able to get a big job while taking a long time to complete school, and you might have the money to pay for it. So that's certainly something as well. There are still, although these jobs are somewhat being decreased, the number of them, there are still some entry-level jobs available that don't require someone to go to college. And you can have a long-term career with the financial rewards. And these are some of the most stable places to work as well. The only thing you have to keep in mind with these career fields is that once you start, you probably need to make a career of it. And that's how you get the financial rewards. So things like going in the military early on, law enforcement, or even something like the postal service at a young age and sticking it out can certainly lead to long-term career and financial success. And with these examples, still having pensions at the end of a career, it's not a bad option for some people. It's not a terrible decision. So what is the best way to stay out of incurring large amounts of student loan debt if you decide to go to college? That's really up to you. You know, the decision to go or not to go, it's a personal choice. Like I mentioned, even with the rising cost, statistics do show that it is better to have a degree in most cases than not to have one. Yet it's not set in stone. There are exceptions to just about every rule. I think the bigger question is, not is it to have a degree, but is it better to have one without large amounts of student loan debt? And I will tell you the answer to this question in almost all cases is it is better to not have student loan debt. Just because the odds of success with piles of student loan debt are never guaranteed, and the odds are not as good as they once were. And this is the real issue. And it's always better to have a degree without the debt. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you have questions or comments about today's topic, visit smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page. Join me on the next podcast when I talk about why an auto loan should not be a normal part of your life.